USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Civilian evacuations are underway at a steel plant in Mariupol, the last holdout against Russian control. The deputy commander of a Ukrainian regiment says a group of 20 women and children have left. Officials believe that up to 1,000 people have taken shelter at the plant. Evacuating civilians from there has become a point of contention between Russia and Ukraine, with Ukrainian officials accusing Russians of not abiding by the ceasefire. No fatalities have been reported in a tornado that struck Andover, Kansas. The twister moved along a three-mile path, damaging hundreds of buildings. Emergency crews have been conducting secondary searches on Saturday, urging people to stay away from storm-damaged areas. President Trump still has to pay $10,000 a day until he comes into compliance with a subpoena from New York Attorney General Letitia James. She's been investigating his business practices. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Ellenroot. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com, for quite a while now. They're headquartered at Shiloh Ranch in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away vets who need help, and we can't let that happen. Please help support the Liberty Projects by playing in their annual golf tournament June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at vetsandhorses.com. 100% of all proceeds are used for the program to help vets and horses. 100%. Government does very little for our vets. It's up to us, freedom-loving patriots, to make it happen. Help support this great organization and enjoy a great day of golf. Register today at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com. June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at vetsandhorses.com.
Naomi Judd, one half of the Grammy-winning duo The Judds and the mother of Winona and Ashley Judd, has died. The daughters announced the 76-year-old's death in a statement provided to the Associated Press. The Judds were to be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame on Sunday and had just announced an arena tour to begin in the fall, their first tour together in more than a decade. A federal judge ruled there was enough evidence to convict British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell. She was convicted of recruiting teenage girls for Jeffrey Epstein between 1994 and 2004, but the judge also handed Maxwell's legal team a victory, concluding that three conspiracy counts were charged for the same crime and she could only be sentenced for one. Still, the reduction of counts from five to three was not expected to have much effect on the sentencing. Maxwell could spend decades in prison, if not several years. Wall Street ended April with the Nasdaq's biggest monthly loss since 2008, and the S&P 500 recorded its worst month since the beginning of the pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Operation Lone Star has received a financial boost.
Texas approved $495 million to fund the Texas National Guard deploying along the U.S.-Mexico border. The funds have been reallocated from other state agencies. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott saying Texas will not sit on the sidelines as President Biden continues to turn a blind eye to the crisis at our southern border. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A member of British Parliament has resigned after he admitted to watching pornography twice in the House of Commons. Neil Parish was suspended Friday from the Conservative Party over the allegations. He tells the BBC that the first time was an accident and the second time was deliberate.
And the one thing I wasn't doing, and which I will take to my grave as being true, is I was not actually making sure people could see it. In fact, I was trying to do quite the opposite, and I was wrong what I was doing.
Parish says his biggest crime was looking at it a second time while waiting to vote on the side of the chamber. A political action group is asking for an ethics investigation of North Carolina Congressman Madison Cawthorn. American Muckrakers PAC wrote to the Office of Congressional Ethics Wednesday, citing Cawthorn's pattern of bringing weapons into banned spaces and a possible inappropriate financial relationship with a staffer. The freshman Republican was considered a rising star in the party, who has lately found himself at odds with House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. Hear us anytime at USARadio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.